5 million Americans suffer from this condition, and more are added to its ranks every year. Its effects reach deeply into the very fabric of families. I'm Dr. Greg Davis, and today we're talking about Alzheimer's disease and an upcoming conference that addresses its challenges. The UK Sanders Brown Center on Aging is hosting the third annual Marks Berry Symposium on Aging and Dementia at the Lexington Center this Saturday. It's free and open to the public, and Center Director Linda Van Eldick says attendees will get the latest information on diagnosis, treatment, and care.
We're going to have a keynote speaker who is going to talk about the state of Alzheimer's disease research, what's going on in the field. We're also going to have some people from the Sanders Brown who are going to talk about clinical trials, research, caregiving. So there's a lot for everybody.
In addition to descriptions of the latest treatment methods, there will also be discussion on ways individuals can make lifestyle changes to perhaps delay or even prevent Alzheimer's disease.
We know a lot about risk factors for Alzheimer's disease and ways that you can make lifestyle changes to reduce your risk of getting dementia later in life. And these include things like eating right, a healthy lifestyle, keeping mentally, socially active, losing weight, controlling your blood pressure, your blood sugar. Everything that's good for your heart seems to be also good for your brain. But again, it's just reducing your risk. Just like heart disease, it doesn't mean you're not going to get it. So it doesn't mean you're not going to get dementia or you are going to get it, but at least you're going to be reducing your chances.
The UK Sanders Brown Center is a world-renowned research facility tackling issues of Alzheimer's disease and dementia. UK neuropathologist Dr. Pete Nelson says the center has a lot to offer.
If you go to all these lovely Harvard, Yale, Penn, they have a lot of assets. They have a lot of money. They have very fancy people, but they don't have the strong, dependable research volunteers that whose enthusiasm has really brought this on. We follow people for decades, and then they come to autopsy. Eventually, we all pass away, and they come to autopsy. And not only are we able to give their family great histories and know them, give them a very full knowledge of the diseases in the brain, but we can then correlate that with all the things that went before that, all their clinical data, and all of their cognitive profiles. And that is an incredibly powerful tool for research that then goes well beyond the Commonwealth.
Sanders Brown Director Linda Van Eldick says, in spite of the challenges, researchers are getting more answers every day.
Well, I think it's really important to mention that there's a lot of hope on the horizon. In addition to making changes in your own lifestyle, there are a whole lot of new potential medications that are currently being tested, and we hope that one or more of those will actually be effective. It's an important disease, and I think the government is realizing that we have to have a national plan to deal with Alzheimer's disease. And so I think with increased research efforts and also our understanding of how to take care of people with the disease, I think there's a lot of hope.
For more information on the conference, visit the Sanders Brown Center on Aging website. With Health News You Can Use, I'm Dr. Greg Davis on Medicine.
Dr. Greg Davis is a forensic pathologist at the University of Kentucky. He volunteers his time to bring important medical information to the community. You can hear some of his past interviews at wuky.org.